Hi there, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. Do you struggle on the weekends with thoughts of going back to work or your regular schedule on Mondays? I know I do, and dreading your upcoming week by not planning properly for it can seriously affect your productivity during the week. And being productive and useful in the world are some of the reasons that Heavenly Father sent us to live here in the first place, to learn by doing things. And the best way to do that is to prepare. So here are a couple of tips that I found that may help you make the most of your week. Tip number one, before your week starts, tidy up your living space. Researchers at the Princeton University Neuroscience Institute actually found that when you have clutter around your home, it can lead to mental chaos. And you'll be so distracted by everything around you that your brain can't process information properly, and you actually become really frustrated. However, once you clean up, the research shows that you will be less irritable, more productive, and less distracted. Tip number two is to map out your week. So just making a list of the big events and then the little tasks that you need to get done and the days and times that they need to be finished by will actually help you to feel less anxious and more in control and confident of your time. Tip number three, along with that, is to set goals before the week begins so that you can accomplish more. So you need to make sure that these goals are specific, realistic, but things that will also stretch you. So if you have set a bigger goal for this new year, you can try and set smaller goals for the upcoming week that can help you accomplish that bigger goal. For example, if your New Year's goal is to be in a romantic relationship by the end of the year, by the end of 2017, then maybe a smaller weekly goal that you could set is to attend one social gathering or one date per week. And when you write down your goals and you keep them in a place where you can regularly see them, that will keep them top of mind for you, and you're more likely to follow through with them. Tip number four is to try unplugging on the weekend for a few hours at least, or for the whole weekend if you can. And that means no social media, no time spent in front of the TV or your laptop, because less screen time, especially at night, can actually improve your sleep. And if you're well rested for your week, you're definitely going to be a lot more productive. And then tip number five is to do something unstructured and fun on the weekends. So going to dinner with friends, going on a jog, playing a board game, or reading a book, doing anything that allows you to have time to unwind before you head back to your regular routine can help you to avoid burnout. I hope those tips were able to give you something good to think about as we're coming up on a new week. You can, of course, do those Monday night. I like to do those things Saturdays and Sundays to prepare for my week. But I think the important thing here is to just plan out and be aware of what you have to do and to make sure that you manage your energy and your time so that you have enough resources to be able to do those things can help you really feel more accomplished and productive that week. All right, we're going to close our episode today with a quote from LDS Apostle Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. And he says, "Fan the flame of your faith, because all things are possible to them that believe." So no matter how unproductive this last week was or how much time you feel like you wasted, tomorrow's a new day, next week is a new week with no mistakes in it yet, and you can make it better and more productive for yourself. And if you would like a copy of that quote from Elder Holland, you can go to mormonchannel.org/blog, and there's a beautiful design of the quote that you can download and keep on your desktop or print off and keep it in a place where you can be reminded of those wise words. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.